Welcome to the Zone of Purpose podcast, where the fucking bro culture takes a seat and we do business from your wise woman calling and your soul's magic.
Welcome if you're new here. I am Virginia James. I'm the CEO of Feminine Sage Wisdom and the founder. I made it. And I'm excited for you to be here. So thank you. Thank you for watching this video and listening to this story. So I'm going to bring an interesting topic to the table today. Not going to lie. It actually just hit me a few minutes ago. And you know, I actually do have a list of content ideas, or if you ever have questions, that's how some of this comes out too. But this one, I was like, oh, we should discuss this. So I have notes. Again, watch out, world. So I want to propose something. Maybe you should think, if you have a business or you want to build one, consider doing it like meal planning. And you're like, what the fuck? Excuse me? So, thoughts. We have four areas to consider if we think of a business flow and meal planning, okay? I do meal planning. I like it. Is it always perfect? Hell no. Do sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I really crave this. Actually, that's a spoiler alert. But sometimes I'm like, man, I'm craving this in the morning, but by the afternoon or time to make dinner, I'm like, well, that doesn't sound that great anymore. That's kind of how business goes, actually. So we have to love ourselves through the process, okay? But the four areas I want to talk about are budget, makes sense, time, because not everything takes the same time, what you're craving, like I just discussed. It is so loud today, between the chickens, a rooster, my sheep, the traffic. I don't know what the fuck is happening today. It's Monday. And then the last thing is practicality. Okay. So again, if you're not into meal planning, you might not really like this video, or you might not get it, and that's okay. Maybe you'll do it down the road. You can listen to this video or check it out down the road too. I'll always be around. Ha ha ha. So let's think of business flow or doing business. Okay. We got to talk budget. We have to talk budget. Okay. Sometimes the gurus out there are like, you need to buy all this shit to make it work. I actually appreciated a few years ago learning from the folks who are like, let's keep this as cheap as possible, or free, even better. Okay. I appreciate those folks, because unless you're going to go get a business loan, or you've got buddies with money, or you can get some grants or something. Okay. We might be bootstrapping for a little bit. That's okay. I did it. You might be doing it. Just something to consider. Okay. So like meal planning, you might not always have, I'm a vegetarian, but let's think of this as, you know, in a generic sort of way, you might not always have the money for like the filet mignon. Okay. You might not have the money for the truffle oil version of business stuff. Okay. Whether it's tech or how to, you know, travel to little networking gigs, all that kind of stuff. Okay. You can kind of, you're following me here, right? So time. Oh, what's that? Man, I'm snarky today. It's just the day. Sorry. But time is valuable. It is a resource. It is an asset. And you know how much time you have. Okay. I don't know that for you. And time changes, obviously. So kind of like meal planning, how much time does it take to do a project? How much time does it take to do a launch? How much time does it take to have these different conversations during the week, whether they become collaboration calls, or a sales call, or something like that? Okay. Think on that. Also, if you want, I'm going to link that video I did about 5 buckets of relationships. I think that might be helpful. Okay. All right. Number 3, what we're talking about is like what you're craving. Man, I'll tell you, man, the sun's moved. The clouds moved. Here we go. What you're craving. So what I mean by that is, for any of us, like, man, I'll tell you what, I got a dill Havarti in the fridge right now. That's all I want to eat. I'm making sandwiches with vegetables like a responsible adult, so to speak, but that's all I want. But I can't eat it 24/7 for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So you can also consider a balance with what you're craving, kind of like the meals, okay? And use it as a foundation, right? Use it as something like, you know what lights your soul up in the work that you do, in the conversations that you have. If you need help with that, that's what I'm here for. But the reality is, what are you craving in your business? Yeah, there's certain things we have to do. Like, I was just staring at social media earlier this morning, and I'm like, oh, another post. I don't really like social media. chicken agrees. So she might have just laid an egg. Sorry, all. Welcome to the urban farm life. So when you think about what you're craving in business and what sings to you, also what's in alignment with you, and sorry, she's so distracting, and also your strengths, think of it like those cravings, okay? Think of it and track that stuff, just like meal planning. Track it. See what you love over time. Things also change, okay? I've had folks in my life who have, you know, have pregnancy cravings, hormonal cravings, just a Monday craving. It doesn't matter. This is your life. This is your business, okay? So follow the cravings. Also do the work that we have to do just to keep the business going, okay? Like that admin kind of stuff. And then finally, practicality. Just like with making shit, how practical is it to make something, right? Do you have the time? Do you have the resources? Do you have the budget? Do you have the craving? But really, when we break it down, I think I've said this before. If not, I'm going to repeat myself, or it's a new piece of information, is there are seasons to business. We're shifting now from summer vibes into fall vibes, okay? There's an energy shift in that. There's definitely a calendar shift in that. There might be a sales shift in that. So when you think of it, what's practical for your business? Not anyone else's, but your business or the one that you want to build, okay? We got to think about that. So these are the four areas, again, just kind of off the cuff, but when the intuitive nudges come, watch out, because they come, okay? This is how I do business. This is who I work with. Those who are intuitive, those who are wise, those who are old souls and don't fit into this world. You're my people, okay? Whether you ever buy anything from me or not, if you have ever like questions, if you have chickens and you want to talk about chickens, that's fine too, or farm animals or gardening, I've got it, okay? So anyway, let's wrap this up because she's just still continuing on. I don't know why, but I hope that you have a beautiful week ahead. Maybe as you're doing your next meal plan, think of your business plan. Think of your business flow, okay? I can help you with those. If you got any questions, let me know. And also, I just hope you have a great week, okay? All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Doing life and business with soul is where it's at. And if you want to get started, grab your Soul Seeds guide. It's under $40 and can be done in a weekend. And don't forget, my friend, it's time to align with your calling, however you do it. Ditch the hustle and bring your soul's magic to life.